السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. رسالة الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Regardless of what the ICJ decide or have decided, that's not something as a Muslim we should be placing our trust in anyway, because this is just an arm of the UN which has been complicit with the occupation, the oppression, the genocide against Muslims globally for years anyway. So to be reliant on such a thing would be foolish of us. Yes, we have hope that people have humanity. We have hope that there are laws in place. But as you've seen very clearly, that they've said everything, however, stop short of calling for a ceasefire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about positive change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant relief to those who are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live according to His expectation of us, of what we should do at such a time. Now we are in the month of Rajab. Ramadan is round the corner. This is a time when we start preparing for the holy month of Ramadan. We have the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. May Allah allow us to reach Ramadan. Now the speciality of Ramadan is a month of the Quran. And Quran is a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a book of guidance. We want to read the Quran. We want to understand the Quran. We want to interact with the Quran. We want to engage with the Quran. One of the reasons, or the primary reason for Quran being revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is so that we ponder and reflect on this. Allah says, Kitabun anzalnahu mubarakan. Why? Liyadabbaru wa yatadhakkara ulul albab. So that people ponder and reflect on its verses. So yes, we want recitation. But we want recitation with meaning, with engagement. And what better than to reflect on our own lives and what's going on around us? And exactly this is when the whole world, every media, and the whole world is waiting to hear what is going on. And this is what we are discussing. Shouldn't we be discussing this here as well? Because this affects every single one of us. So how can this approach to Ramadan be one which reflects what's happening right now in our time? I've done something very different today. Prior to coming, I got my daughter's Quran. As you can see, it's in a bit of a state. She used it many years ago. And I went through the whole Quran from beginning to end. Every page. Of course, this was done in a short period of time. I didn't do it extensively. And on this particular issue, because now look what's happened now. Imagine the ICJ said, yes, we're going to call for a ceasefire. Let's imagine. And everything comes to an end. What does that mean for you as a Muslim? Especially in regards to that region. Does that mean now we don't talk about it anymore? Does that mean we forget it now? And if for whatever reason, like you can see now, that they've called for everything but stopped short of a ceasefire, where does that leave you now? Does that mean that's it? I've done everything I could. I mean, ICJ, that's the highest like place you can take this issue. If they can't do anything, who's going to do something? So do we give up now? Is it a time for us to think, well, that's it now. Hands up, hands are tied. There's not much we can do. Regardless of what anybody comes and tells you, last Tuesday we had a session and we went through 40 hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning Baytul Maqdis. They were all authentic. None of the narrations, the chains were weak. They were all sahih or hasan, authentic narration, truthful words spoken by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I've done is I've gone through the Quran And I've just marked and highlighted those verses, some of those verses, not all of them, by the way, some verses that speak about Baytul Maqdis, that speak about Palestine, that speak about the land surrounding Gaza and what's happening now, that speak about that region, to show me, first of all, and to give you the confidence that when you're engaging in this issue, you're not engaging in something political. When you're engaging in this issue, it's not engaging in some kind of media service. When you're following the news of Palestine, it's not like following the news of Argentina. This is a Quranic issue. This is an issue from above the heavens. This is an issue where delving into it will increase you in barakah. Why? Because it's an issue of the Quran. Do you believe in this Quran? Because this Quran, it's the Quran which speaks about Baytul Maqdis again and again and again and again. And I believe it's imperative for every Muslim now at this stage, after 100 and something days, before we lose sight and importance of the issue, to come back to our original sources and become much more grounded. Because shall I tell you something? I don't think this has ever been done before. We have never gone through the Quran in this way, to understand the significance of this place. And this is why it was the Qibla for so many years. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew people always value the Kaaba and Makkah, and they will always do so. They did at that time, they are doing now, and they always will. But for some reason or the other, Palestine, Baytul Maqdis, that holy region, it's going to be one which is forgotten and neglected by the people. Thus Muslims were compelled, despite Kaaba being the original Qibla, Muslims were compelled to leave that for a period of time to face towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, for a particular reason. So that we don't forget. And the Quran is the Quran until Qiyamah. So I've not been able to get every single verse. There are many verses which someone better than me, who has more time, more understanding, looks at it more deeply and closely, will be able to find. But I don't know how much of it we'll be able to go through. I'm just going to quickly go through some of the ayat and the surahs and show you, so you gain that confidence that when you're dealing with this issue, you're dealing with the Quran. You're dealing directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you hear somebody speaking about this, they're not talking politics. They are talking the Quran. When you hear this particular issue, you understand that this is a heavenly issue on which you are rewarded immensely, and this issue will remain pertinent until Qiyamah. Rather, should I say, as we get closer to Qiyamah, this issue becomes more and more important. If you study the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find all of the end of time signs are related to that particular region. And if in this life you have no interest whatsoever with Palestine, let me tell you something. You are going to be forced to go there on the day of Qiyamah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked regarding Baytul Maqdis, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ardul manshari wal mahshar." Ardul manshari wal mahshar. Every single person is going to be gathered and resurrected in that particular region. And this is why towards the end of times, like we are going towards now, all of the major signs will take place in those areas. So let's start. Just look at Suratul Fatiha. In Suratul Fatiha, at the end of Suratul Fatiha, you are saying every single day, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And it's particular reference to how the Yahud at that time, they knew the truth, but despite that, they went against it. And regarding the Dallin, it refers to the issue of Isa alayhi salam. Where did that take place? Where they thought they crucified Isa alayhi salam, but really they didn't. He was taken up to the heavens. They were led astray. People told them, "Inna qatalna al-Masih." The Yahud told them, the people, "We killed the Masih." Did they kill the Masih? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to the heavens. So Suratul Fatiha, we are reminded of this every single day. Then we go into Suratul Baqarah. Suratul Baqarah has so many incidents. Again, time doesn't allow to go into detail. But if we just look at Suratul Baqarah, we have in Suratul Baqarah an example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam spent his entire life in Baytul Maqdis. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. We hear about the magic that people speak about, Kabbalah. And people attributed these kind of things to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And they were saying that, oh, he engaged in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this and says, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. Then we have the beginning of سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا. Allah speaks about Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the Qibla. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبَلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. They were already on a Qibla. Why did they change the Qibla? Why? We do everything. Well, Allah says face Baytul Maqdis, they face Baytul Maqdis. Allah said face the Kaaba, we face the Kaaba. We do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Then in Surah Al-Baqarah, if we go to verse 259, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. This is the story of a prophet Uzair alayhi salam. And at that time, Jerusalem had been totally annihilated. Allah is speaking about the land of Baytul Maqdis and how his noble prophet Uzair alayhi salam came on that land and he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah showed him a miracle. Allah put him to sleep for 100 years and then revived him. And most of you are aware of this story. Similarly, in Surah Al-Baqarah, we have the famous verse, the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. All the way to the end. When were these verses revealed? What is the story of these verses? In the night of Mi'raj, when the Prophet ﷺ, and this is Rajab, and many scholars believe that Isra and Mi'raj took place in the month of Rajab. Allah knows best. But if it did, this is very pertinent. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't only gift him with one gift of salah. He gave him three gifts. One gift was the gift of salah. Initially 50 salah and then reduced to 5 salah. And the second gift was he was granted these two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Amana ar-rasulu bima unzila. This is a gift of Mi'raj. So again, these verses of the Quran are directly linked to Bayt al-Maqdis. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's move to the next surah. Surah Al-Imran. Subhanallah. There are some surahs of the Quran, the entirety is dedicated to Palestine. Al-Imran, one of the largest surahs of the Quran. Al is family. Imran, who was Imran? Imran is one of the imams of Baytul Maqdis. His wife was Hanna. Their daughter is Maryam. And her sister was Isha. Her husband is Zakariya alayhi salam. His son is Yahya alayhi salam. This whole surah is talking about Palestine. In the whole surah you will find, time doesn't allow us to read all of the verses, but when you open the Quran this Ramadan, and when you're reading Surah Al-Imran, you're talking about the land of Palestine. Allah is mentioning Baytul Maqdis. Allah is speaking about the individuals, the stories that happen in that particular land, again and again, not once, on multiple occasions, page after page, ayah after ayah. Similarly, in Al-Imran, there are many verses that speak about Maryam. Where was Maryam born? She was born in Jerusalem, in Baytul Maqdis, in Palestine. It speaks about how she experienced her pregnancy and she went to a place called Bethlehem. And then she gave birth to Isa alayhi salam, again, which happens in Palestine. And then Isa alayhi salam speaking in the cradle, again, which happened in Baytul Maqdis, in Palestine. This is all from the Quran to give you and I the confidence that when we are speaking about Palestine, we are speaking about the Quran. You can't separate the two. You cannot separate the two. They are both one. Baytul Maqdis, Palestine, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, this is the Quran. These are Quranic stories. This is a land mentioned in the Quran. We continue. I'm just going through the verses. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ. We hear this again and again. When Zakariya alayhi salam entered into the chamber of Maryam, what did he find there? وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He found she had sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did this story take place? Again in Palestine. The Quran mentions mihrab on 4 occasions. All of these mihrabs were inside Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam was making dua. And whilst he's making dua, in old age he wanted a child. Where was he making this dua? Which mihrab is Allah talking about? He's talking about the mihrab of Zakariya alayhi salam in Palestine, in Baytul Maqdis. Why you need to stand up for this cause? Not because of a nationalistic issue, Not because it's trendy, because this is an issue of the Quran. This is an issue of your iman. This is the issue of your belief. This is the issue of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets that came before him. We continue in Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Am yahsuduna an-nasa 'ala ma atahum Allahu min fadli?" Are these people becoming jealous because Allah gave them things from His own grace? فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. Allah says, we gave to the family of Ibrahim. Who is the family of Ibrahim? The family of Ibrahim is referring here to, one is his wife, Sarah, his first wife, her son, who is that? Ishaq, and then Yaqub, a whole lineage of prophets, and then his other wife, Hajar, and Ismail alayhi salam. So his first family, all of them lived, including Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the land of Baytul Maqdis. This is where they settled. This is where they lived. Rather, both of these prophets, Ismail alayhi salam was born in Baytul Maqdis in Palestine. Ismail alayhi salam was born in Palestine. Ishaq alayhi salam was born in Palestine. Yes, we know that Ismail alayhi salam went and lived in Mecca later on with his mother. However, his birth also took place in Palestine as well. Let's continue. Surah Al-Ma'idah, subhanallah. Al-Ma'idah. Al-Ma'idah, what's Al-Ma'idah? Al-Ma'idah, the name of the surah, is a table spread. Where did this table spread come down? In Jerusalem, in Masjid Al-Aqsa, in Palestine. Isa alayhi salam was with his Hawariyin. And they asked him, "Anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama' takunu lana 'eedan li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatan min warzuqna wa anta khayrul raziqin." Isa alayhi salam said, "Look, when you ask for a miracle like this, it comes with its own challenges. Are you sure you're going to be able to bear the challenges?" They say, "Yes, go for it." And then he made dua, "Allahumma anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama'." This also happened in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, He speaks about Maryam and Isa alayhi salam. Kana ya'kulani ta'am. That people are trying to make them either into deities. Allah is saying they used to eat food. A god doesn't eat food. And then you had the other people, some of the Israelites, who were swearing and slandering and cursing Maryam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ummuhu siddiqah. The mother of Isa, meaning Maryam alayhi salam, was a very truthful, moral, and a chaste woman. Never slander this woman. This woman is one of the most noble women who have walked the surface of this earth. Ya Maryamu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made her one of the greatest women of the entire world and the nation. Thereafter, let's go to Surah Al-A'raf. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah speaks about Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salam, again, where was he living? Initially in Iraq with his uncle Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Quran says that Ibrahim and Lut migrated. Where did they migrate to? وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَاهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That Lut and Ibrahim, both of them migrated to that land in which we have placed immense barakah for the whole of mankind. What land was it? It was again the land of Palestine. I'm mentioning this why Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is a month of the Quran, and we must engage with the Quran. We not just read the Quran, engage according to the circumstances around us. At the moment, the most prevalent issue is the issue of Palestine. Find it, you will see it, page after page, surah after surah. Let's move on. Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The miraculous event when Ibrahim alayhi salam was visited by the angels. They came for two reasons. One is to tell him, your wife Sarah, who is so old in age, she's going to have a baby. And the second is, we're giving you information that we're about to go to the people of Lut alayhi salam because they carried out the act of sodomy. We're going to destroy them. So this again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Hud. Then we have Surah Yusuf, subhanallah, the whole surah. Yusuf alayhi salam and his father, they lived in Palestine. They are originally Canaanites. They are people of Baytul Maqdis. Yes, later on they went to Egypt. But Surah Yusuf, when we speak about Surah Yusuf, it's discussing Baytul Maqdis. It's speaking about Palestine in its entirety. Then we go to the next surah, Surah Ibrahim. Again, subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, yes, he was born in Iraq. But the end part of his life, he lived in Palestine. He served Allah in Palestine. He worshipped in Palestine. He passed away in Palestine. And today he is buried in Al-Khalil in Palestine. The city is actually named after him, Al-Khalil, alayhi salam. There is a huge masjid under his name. And sadly, this is the second most holiest place in Palestine. We've got Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The second holiest place in Palestine is that Masjid of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sadly, in the early 2000s, I believe, officially, this Masjid is now recognized as a Jewish heritage synagogue. No longer recognized as a Masjid. This is why this issue is very serious. Because you and I have forgotten our Quranic connection to this land. Our connection to this land is not just political. It's not just a trend. It's not just about the news. It's a Quranic connection. And because we've abandoned this, this is why we are seeing this. And this is exactly the same plan they have for Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Many of the plans that they had in Al-Ibrahimi Masjid have already been fulfilled in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So again, let's continue. We then have an example from, then we have Surah Al-Isra. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Did you know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night before he slept, he recited this ayah and this surah, in which he made the Isra and Mi'raj to Baytul Maqdis. The hadith mentions, every night before he would sleep, he would read Surah Bani Israel. Surah Bani Israel is another name for Surah Al-Isra. Let's move on to Surah Al-Anbiya. In Surah Al-Anbiya, we have the verse I just said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the verse of Nur. And in the verse of Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he mentions that the light of Allah is taken from the zaytun, which is the olive oil, then he goes on to mention, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَأَ. Houses in which Allah has instructed that His remembrance should be made. The ulama of the Quran, of tafsir, they mention Allah is speaking here specifically about Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is not a place where Talmudic ritual should be taking place. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is a place where the dhikr of Allah should be taking place. We should be hearing Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We should be hearing what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Not the sounds of Talmudic rituals which are taking place now. We should be hearing Allah. This is what Allah is saying. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِي هَسْمُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Let's continue. Suratul Naml. Suratul Naml. Naml means ant. Which ant is this? This whole surah, again, is talking about Palestine. Why? Because a naml is the ant. And it's talking about the ant which spoke when Sulaiman alayhi salam with his army, they were coming across the ants. And the ants, one of the queen ants said to the rest of the ants, Ya ayyuhan namla, udukhulu masakinakum, la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junudahu wa hum la yash'urun. O ants, go into your holes. Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army might not notice that you're here, they might crush you. And now we call the whole surah, Surah An-Naml. Where did this story take place? This story took place in Baytul Maqdis, in Palestine. When you're speaking about Palestine, you're speaking about the Quran. When you're listening about Palestine, meaning you're listening to the Quran. This is Quran. The Quran emphasizes page after page, surah after surah, Surah Luqman. After this, we have Surah Luqman. Luqman al-Hakim, the wise, where did he live? Ask the scholars of Tafsir, they will tell you. Luqman the wise lived in Palestine. And the advices he gave to his son were done in Palestine. And Luqman al-Hakim is buried in Palestine. So again, another surah dedicated to him. Like I said, we don't have time to go into all of the verses. Surah Saba. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ وَالطَّيْرِ وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ أَنِعْمَلْ سَابِغَاتٍ وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. That itself requires a whole speech. But very briefly, Allah is talking about the mountains of Baytul Maqdis. Jabal al-Zaytun and all of... Allah is referring to the iron of Baytul Maqdis. Allah speaking to the iron of Baytul Maqdis. Allah is speaking about the employment of Baytul Maqdis. Every aspect. Wali Sulaiman al-Riha. Allah speaks about the wind of Baytul Maqdis. The wind. The wind of Palestine is blessed. Allah mentions it in the Quran. The ant of Palestine, the donkey of Palestine, the river, in Allah mubtalikum binahar, the river of Palestine, the leaves of Palestine. You name it, Allah has mentioned it in the Quran. This is Baytul Maqdis in the Quran, and I'm only picking some of the verses. Surah Sa'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Dawood alayhi salam. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard, fahkum bainan nas, bilhaq, wala tattabi'il hawa, fayudhillaka an sabilillah. The verses go on, speaking to Dawood alayhi salam. Wa wahabna li Dawood Sulaiman, ni'mal abd, innahu awwab. The stories and the incidents you hear in the Quran of both Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam, all related to Palestine. Why? They were born, they were bred, and passed away in Baytul Maqdis. Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam as well. Coming towards the end, we find Suratul Najm. Suratul Najm. Wan Najmi idha hawa, ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, wa ma yam. You will hear these verses a lot in this month. Why? Because they speak about the Mi'raj and the ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I end by mentioning in Surah Juz'Amma, we have Surah At-Tin. Allah takes a qasam by Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, or by Jerusalem, or by Palestine, when Allah says, Wat-Tini Waz-Zaytun. Allah is swearing and taking qasam that I take an oath by this particular land. This was just a quick glance. Just prior to Jummah, I went through the Quran and tried to see which verses speak about this particular region. And it took me a long time. And I didn't even go through all of the verses. I mean, I've not compiled all of the verses. So just imagine, when you are engaging in this issue, the reason we need to hear this is, yes, it's been more than 100 days. It can get exhausting. It can get tiring. Someone could say, talk about something else, do something else. This is the most pressing issue now. And we need more momentum now than ever before. If anything drives you, it should be the Quran that drives you. Because the Quran is not going to change. The ICJ will change its ruling today and change its ruling tomorrow. Don't rely on that. We rely on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is everyone going to continue, inshallah? So if there is a march, present yourself. If there are events taking place, present yourself. It is an opportunity to donate and support and aid your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Then present yourself. Do whatever you can to help the cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a couple of announcements. First of all, inshallah, tomorrow, Islamic Relief will be here and they'll be collecting any unwanted clothes. This will be between the times of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Please make sure if you have anything, you drop it here at the masjid between 10 and 2, inshallah, only. Not before, not after. 10 and 2. Secondly, we have some food packs which are available to be donated, to be given away to anybody that is in need. If you yourself are in need of any type of food items, or you know any neighbors, any friends, any colleagues, Muslim or non, it doesn't matter, even if they are non-Muslim, they are in need of food. We have about 300 of them. So tomorrow, inshallah, 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock, inshallah, they will be available here for distribution, free distribution. We're not asking for food, we're giving food. So these are food packs, inshallah, for anyone that is in need and is struggling to get by. You yourself, it could be anyone you know, neighbors, colleagues, friends. Please share the message, inshallah. In regards to Ramadan is around the corner. As you know, Masjid Al-Falah have always made an effort to provide iftar for anyone, regardless of who you are. Brothers, sisters are always welcome to make iftar at the masjid. And these provisions are made, and it's a great time to be able to socialize with the community and bring everybody together. However, this comes at a cost. And each night, feeding so many people, it comes at around £500. So we're giving you people, the community, an opportunity to be part of this. You know the reward of making iftar and feeding a fasting person. Some people have already started showing interest, and I've seen the responsible brothers. This is us giving you an opportunity to be part of this as well. So anybody who wants to take part in, you can say, I want this particular night, and this is how much I want to give. You could come together as a family and do it. You could come as individuals. You and your business partner could think, let's do one night, let's do two nights, let's do three nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. If you can stand up where we are and just keep moving forward, we can make space for the people outside. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin wa sahabatihi ajma'in. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وآتهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك. اللهم أيدهم بجبريل. اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا وسندا وظهيرا. اللهم من أراد بهم سوءا فأهلكه. اللهم من أراد بهم سوءا فأشغله بنفسه. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من كيد الغاصبين. اللهم أعيد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين واستعملنا في تحريره يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. س- سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أهوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. Inshallah, we continue with the Great Fajr campaign this Sunday. Sunday Fajr Salah is at 6:45 a.m. And also, a reminder regarding the charity event taking place by Rahma Foundation. It's called the Friends of Palestine. It's going to be at Badshah Palace tomorrow, inshallah, if you can see the details on the poster and register on there, inshallah. And there'll be a panel discussion. Salma Yaqub, Ibrahim Hewitt, and myself, inshallah, will be the panelists. And people can ask the questions they require regarding building awareness regards to Palestine and what we can do. And there'll be things being sold as well. It's a charity event. All proceeds will be going towards those in need in Palestine, inshallah. Brother Khalilur Rahman Khan has passed away. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants maghfirah. There's a dua request for an 18-year-old nephew of one of our musallis who's having a brain tumor surgery in the afternoon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it successful, grants him afiyah and complete shifa. Brother Majid's father-in-law has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him maghfirah and the highest abode in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa'ahihi ala al-Islam wa man tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-Imam. Allahumma ghfirhum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil Jannah. Allahumma ajal quburahum rawdatan min riyadil Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imata fi al-din والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Thank you.